Welcome to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. I'm Emily with Emily Eats and Explores.
And I'm Ashley from Ashley Gets Around. We like to think of this podcast as part Travel Channel, part Bravo. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes.
Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. I hope you guys had a lovely week. We missed you guys so much. We are going to give y'all the rundown of what happened at WITS, Women in Travel Summit 2024, which was in Salt Lake City, Utah. And a little fun fact, the last time I was in Utah, it was almost exactly 20 years ago. And I was actually there when Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped.
How did I know you were going to mention this?
I was telling everybody this and they were like, that is so insane. Like, so my first experience with Salt Lake was a little bit eerie side, but I went back, really, really loved it. We went to Park City, got to see all around Salt Lake, even though Salt Lake is like, was completely under construction. So I feel like we did not get the full scope of Salt Lake. The temple was under construction, so we didn't get all those like really beautiful sides that people always talk about. But
I picked Emily up from the airport, right? I went into the airport to pick her up.
Yeah,
like, she got all the garbage,
and then she screamed at me. She came up behind me. She's like, "Rah!" And I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I did that on purpose. It was worth the $10 parking to scare the shit out of Emily. So we're in the car and we're driving wherever. And she's like, you know, the last time I was in Salt Lake City, Elizabeth Smart had been kidnapped. It was like all over the news. And I said, she follows me on Instagram. And Emily goes, no, she does not.
Right.
And she does.
I looked it up. I looked it up while we were speaking. I'm like, you are twisting my arm. And I looked it up. And she does. She follows.
I have no idea.
Instagram. Ashley has a lot of famous people that follow her on Instagram. I don't know what they see in her. I will never know. But well,
I have a lot of famous people follow me. It's like, honestly,
she really
weird.
Does. It's like, I don't understand. I don't even know how you know. Like, I don't even, like, I guess it must pop up the top for you. And then you.
Well, some of them watch my stories.
Oh my God. So wild.
And because they're verified, they'll show up. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. This person who I've seen in movies, like, watches my stories. I never message them and I don't follow them back because I'm like, I'm trying to be cool.
Oh,
but I'm God. Like, I know you're there.
I know that you're just a lurker.
I feel like oh, they're normal people. They probably like are interested in cheap business class flights. Cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not like one of those people that like, if you're famous and you follow me, I'm not going to immediately end up in your DMs. I think that's like really weird. Like if you message me.
No, I know. Yeah, that is weird.
If you message me, I would 100% message back and be like, hey, but like, I'm not going to be weird. And also like I've been in lounges where there have been famous people and people act so crazy. And I'm like, can you just sit down and like relax? Because like Jim Bob just wants to enjoy his like pre-departure experience and you're ruining, like you coming and asking for photos is like causing a scene. Like just sit down and stop it. Like you're being so weird.
We did a really good job in the elevator. I will say.
Oh my gosh. I forgot.
So we were in. We did a good job in the elevator. Everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So we're in the elevator. Emily and I are at the hotel. Emily and I are acting absolutely crazy. The elevator door opens and I was like, oh my God, I know who that is. Into the elevator and he was with his daughter. So like, I'm not going to say something because it's just weird to me. Like if it was Taylor Swift, I probably would say something. Anybody else, I'm probably not going to acknowledge it.
You gotta like suss out the situation. Like if it was just him, maybe, but like the fact he was like with his family, like it just gets a little
weird. That's weird.
You gotta figure it out. Yeah. You gotta
It was Jerry O'Connell and he was with his daughter. And the funny thing is I went to his Instagram and I was like, oh, that 100% was him. Cause he was in the same outfit. So I guess he was there with but his daughter was in the elevator and they were like clearly checking out of the hotel. Like it was just weird. Like I wasn't going to be like, oh my God, hey, like that's weird to me. So I like, he got out of the elevator and then I looked at Emily and I was like, you know who that was, right?
And I was like, wait, I thought it was him. Like, I was like, am I going crazy right now? And then when she said it, I was like, that's insane. Like, that's probably besides, oh shit, what's his name? I've been swearing.
And to be fair, he got in the elevator and said hi to us. Because
he did. He was like, hey guys, what's up?
But it probably because we went silent. And if Jerry listens to this podcast, which he won't, but if he does, we were just trying to be normal for anybody opening the elevator because Emily and I just are crazy in general. And so I was like, we got to be normal, like a stranger's getting on the elevator. And then we got very silent. And it wasn't because it was Jerry O'Connell. It was just, we would have done it for anybody because we were like, be normal. You can't be psychotic in an elevator with strangers. And then it just happened to be somebody famous. But yeah, I would never.
B-lister though. Like, I wonder how many. Rude. Sorry. Right. Like, I mean, you look at his Instagram following. That's how you know. But I'm also wondering if he's the type of person. That would be like, oh my God, they recognize me. Or if he expects it. You know what I mean? Like a Taylor Swift, Mark Wahlberg, they expect this kind of thing.
Taylor Swift, you're not getting near her because security.
No, right. You would never be near her. But.
I mean, I don't know. Listen, I have gotten recognized a handful of times. I enjoy it, except when I look horrible. So like if I look terrible, I'm like, oh, great. You don't want a picture, do you? But honestly, if I'm in an airport, like that's obviously where I've gotten recognized as lounges and people are like, hi, I like really love your content. Like, I like it. Like, I'm just like, oh, thanks so much. Like, I'm fine with it. But I do think like if I was actually famous, like, would I be annoyed if everywhere I went, somebody wanted a photo of me? Like, yeah, I probably would be annoyed. But it happens so rarely with me that I get excited because I'm like, oh my God, like, that's so cool that you follow me.
Yeah.
If you're interested in flying more luxuriously for less and getting cheap business class flight deals, make sure you head to the show notes or my website, ashleygetsaround.com, to sign up for my free email list.
I mean, I think it's right. The photo thing, I don't know. But like, what do you even say to a celebrity? Like, I like your work? Like, what do you say? Or like, no, I love you in this show? Like,
I used to work with famous people. I don't say anything. I think it's weird. Like if for example, if you're at a sport, like if I was at like a sports game, and this has happened because I used to work with professional athletes, but like, and you run into somebody who you're like, oh, I know this person, they play for like whatever team. Maybe because I'm in a small group, I might talk to them, but like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, let me have a photo. Like that to me is like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
I did do it once. So I kept
staring. Oh God.
I was at a bar. We were in Florida and I was kept staring at this guy and I was like, I feel like I know this guy. I feel like I know this guy. I had some cheap beer running through my veins. So I finally went up to him. I was like, I feel like I know you. And then it literally clicked the second that I said it was the male guy in Legally Blonde. So he came over.
Oh my gosh.
He got us drinks. We did the bend and snap. Like, it was awesome. I'm so happy I did that. But it was at a bar. Like, he was alone. Like, he was just hanging out on his own. So I was like, it wasn't like I was approaching him and all of his friends. Like, he was just sitting at the bar, like, chilling. And so I was like, I had some liquid courage.
Well, and he's not super famous either.
Right. Yeah. It's not like a crazy. Yeah. It was not like I was bombarding him. I was just like, yeah. So
like I've been on Qatar. Like I was on a flight with, oh my God, I don't even know the guy's name. He was on CSI and some other shows. Again, we were boarding the plane at JFK. It was a Qatar flight to Doha. I'm in Q Suites and I'm like, those two guys look familiar. And I was like, I feel like they're both on shows, but I couldn't, like, again, I'm just bad about it. So I wasn't about to go over and be like, hey, where do I know you from? Like, that's even creepier. If you're like, you seem famous, but I don't, like, I feel like that's even worse. So I just didn't say anything. So we get on the plane and how they had everybody board was like through business class. And literally I saw like four people be like, oh my God, to him. And he seemed kind of annoyed. So I'm like, yeah, I probably like wouldn't, like, I definitely wouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't board a flight and then walk past somebody and be like, oh my God. But then I've heard from people like one of my flight attendant friends flew with Dolly Parton and like everybody knew Dolly Parton was on the plane. She got on last, but people eventually figured out that she was on the plane. And she was apparently like, no, I'll just go back there and talk to everybody. And the flight attendants were like, you can't do that. Like, we can't have like pandemonium on this flight. And so apparently they let her get on the thing and talk to everybody. So I think it just depends on like somebody like Dolly Parton, she seems so nice. I probably would approach her because it's Dolly Parton. But like Jerry O'Connell, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, can I have a photo while you're with your kid? I feel like that's weird.
Do you think you would have said it? Because I wasn't sure. You were definitely sure. Like if he was alone and in the elevator, so it was just like the three of us, do you think he would have said anything or no?
Probably not. Unless he like initiated the conversation.
Yeah. I know. It's a weird thing.
I don't know.
Have you told your Meryl Streep story?
Oh, not Meryl Streep. Glenn Close.
Glenn Close. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh my God. If it was both of
them. No, I would have known who Meryl Streep was.
You're like, maybe not. Maybe she does maybe the same thing Glenn Close does. Who knows? Who knows?
I love how this episode was going to be about wits and now we're just talking about famous people. This is the dumbest episode ever.
Guys, this is classic. Okay?
Come listen to our podcast. We don't even know what we talk about.
We know famous people.
We just talk about the famous people that follow Ashley on Instagram.
We try, okay? We try. Like, this is why people listen, because we just take them off on these tangents and we're just
having a conversation
between ourselves.
I will say that if people think that having famous people follow you gets you anything, it doesn't. I have not gotten an invitation anywhere.
No. That would be pretty cool, though.
But yeah, I just think it's like, I think there's a way to do it in a nice way, and there's a way to do it that's inappropriate. Like, yes. I'm not going to interrupt somebody's meal. Like, to do it, that's really weird. Like, I don't know. But then I'm like the opposite. I had a girl recognize me in Indonesia at the breakfast buffet. I looked horrible. I never looked worse. I had just gone in from the US to Indonesia. I was like jet lagged. I literally like threw myself out of bed to try to make the breakfast buffet before it closed. Cause I was like, if I don't eat and go back to sleep, like it's going to be a problem. So like, I'm going to go eat. And I literally had on like shorts, a hoodie, a hat. I mean, I like no makeup, looked terrible. And this girl came over to me and was like, are you that famous Instagrammer? And she said it kind of loudly. And so other people turned around to look. And I was like, well, I'm definitely not famous. Like, what do you mean? And she was like, no, like you're the flight lady. And I'm like, oh, well, you must be talking about me then. And I just thought it was really funny, people's like perspective of famous. Cause at the time I had like, I think I just hit 100,000, or maybe I hadn't even hit 100,000 yet. And she's like, famous. I'm like, I'm not famous. Like, I don't know. Like, nobody knows who I am. I literally, like, this hotel.
Ashley thinks she's famous. We love how we're talking about meeting famous people. She's like, let me tell you my situation of people.
Oh, my God. No. Listen. What's funny, though, is Marriott can't even get my name correct. Like, they're like, Mr. Peterson. So clearly I'm not that famous if they're not like, oh, we know she's a lady. Like, they could care less. But that lady was like, we were talking and I'm like, do you just want to eat breakfast with me? Because I don't know. It was weird. So I would never like go up to, I don't know, like Oprah and be like, yeah, so I'm just going to sit down and have breakfast with you.
Let's have a conversation. Like, really that reminds weird. Me of the, I think it's called Wine Country or something on Netflix.
Oh, on Netflix.
Have you seen that? And it's like,
yes.
Doesn't
she do it to Brene Brown?
Yes. Yes. And then Brene Brown's like, you know, let's talk about boundaries, you know, boundaries while someone's having like dinner with their friends. Yeah. Maybe it's not the time to ask these questions.
I mean, Emily got recognized as soon as we got to the hotel in Buenos Aires, and it was wild to me.
Yeah, it was very fun. It's only been in other countries. Buenos Aires, the split airport in Croatia. It happened one other time and I can't think of where it was. But yeah, it's just so funny.
It's happened to me. I had cabin crew
London.
Recognize me.
You had what?
Cabin crew recognized me twice, which was funny to me.
That's fun.
It got me free stuff.
And then you get perks. Yeah. That's a good situation.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to give me gifts, you can interrupt me at any point. If you're like, hey, I see you're eating, but I have this bouquet of flowers for you. I'm totally fine with that.
You're like, okay, interrupt my meal. Let's take a photo.
But honestly, for me, I would be fine with you interrupting my meal to tell me how big of a, like, how much you love my content. I'd be like, please tell me.
I don't think anyone would be opposed to that.
Yeah. Like, please come up to me and tell me. Yeah. But if you're super famous, you probably would. Like,
Yeah. If you get it
my old life, when I used to be, we even talked about what I used to do, but I was like a high net worth nanny, newborn care specialist. And so like, I remember we were at spring training and I was working with a family and the dad was like a famous pitcher. And we were, again, we're at spring training. So all these people come into spring training, they know all these players, like whatever. And we're sitting there with their like two young kids, twins. I'm trying to feed the twins. I'm trying to eat. And people are coming over and asking for photos. And I'm like, oh my God, this would drive me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't go up to famous people while they're eating. I don't go up to famous people, period. But like,
yeah, I think with their family, that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't want to draw attention when you're with your kids. I don't want to interrupt your meal. Like, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. But like, again, if I was like on a flight and I'm in the seat and the person next to me in business class is from a show that I know, I probably would be like, are you like, is this you or whatever? And then I would be like, cool, nice to meet you. And I would go back to my movie. Like I wouldn't, yeah, I don't know. I would depend on the situation, but yeah, like, you know, and again, like the families that I work for, most of them were like, oh, it's fine. But I'm like, this would bother me if I'm like trying to eat my Caesar salad and people keep coming up to me wanting photos. Like,
yeah. If you're interested in learning more about getting paid to travel the world, make sure you check out the show notes and grab my free masterclass, How to Make $5,000 a Month While Traveling. Right. I'm sure it's like a personal preference too. Like some people, like you said, Dolly Parton didn't mind at all. But
yeah, I think it just depends. I feel like you can tell the vibe too of people.
Right. You just like, gotta read the guy from
the guy from Jackass was at the and again, I never was allowed to watch that show, so I didn't know who he was. He was just sitting next to me in this lounge and he was like on the phone and people like this lady came over and was like totally fangirling. And I'm like, I don't even know who this man is. And she was like, oh my God. And he was very nice. He was like totally fine with her taking a photo. He signed stuff for them. And she was like, oh, we need to get somebody to take the photo. And I overheard this and I was like, and I literally stood up and I said, I don't know who this man is, but I'm happy to take your photo. And she was like, what do you mean you don't know who this man is? And it caused like a bit of a scene. And then all people, I don't know, it was just weird. I'm like, okay, I'll take your photo, but then can you like go back? And then her husband was like too shy to come over. So it was this like whole thing. And then he ended up leaving because I think he was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. These people are nuts. And he like drew a penis on the guy's shirt. And I was like, wow, yeah. I would not walk around the JFK airport with a dick on my shirt, but like, whatever works for you. And he signed it. But you could tell they were like big fans of this guy. And I was like, I literally like don't know. I think it was, is it Steve-O? Whatever. I don't know. It was one of the guys from Jackass.
Yeah. That's the main guy.
And I was like, I'm sorry. My parents didn't let me watch the show as a child. So like, I don't know who the fuck you are. But like, cool. But yeah, he was like literally like I wouldn't have known who he was if somebody wasn't fangirling over him, because I just don't really, like, I go into a lounge and I typically just like get my food and I'm on my laptop and you could be like literally Glenn Close across the, like, across from me. I would have no fucking idea, but I don't know. But then it's funny that I recognized Jerry O'Connell, which is like really funny.
I think it was just cause like, it was like,
he was right there.
Yeah. It was like elevator doors open. He's standing there. Like we got a full frontal view. Like we were like, okay, we got a good glimpse of him. It's not like they were in public and they were like walking past or they had their head down.
Sunglasses
and hats. Like, yeah, that was like, that was very,
but also his, he had his initials on the bag on his suitcase.
Oh, did he?
And so did his daughter. And so then I was like, oh, that is him, because that, like the initials are the same.
She had a volleyball tournament. He was like there for her volleyball tournament.
I know. So it just would feel weird if I was like, hey, let me interrupt your family time to get a photo.
It's not the situation. But is it, but again, if you're in this, like how, when you went to the Points Guy Awards and you, I mean, there was some.
Oh, my rich BFF. I totally was like,
her, and then the guy from The Bachelor. And it's like those situations, you guys were all in the place together.
Oh, I didn't. Like, I hated that guy from The Bachelor. So I like, I am not. But Jess wanted a photo with him, and I was like, I'll take it. But yeah. But then I was like, I don't want one. Like, he's kind of a dick, so I don't want a photo with this guy.
And anybody, but everybody's kind of mingling anyway, so it like makes sense in those situations.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's like we're all there for the same thing, and like Vivian, we were all in the VIP area, and so then I was like, hey, like, can we get a, like, I love your content, can we get a photo? And she could not have been nicer. That's totally different versus like approaching somebody in like
Yeah, when they're in like
a random place.
Yeah. If you liked this episode, let me know what famous people you've seen traveling. Send us a DM and let us know.
It's not us. We don't count as famous people.
Let us know. Okay. Bye, y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And if you want more of our shenanigans, you can follow us on social. I'm at Ashley @AshleyGetsAround.
And I'm at Emily @EmilyEatsAndExplores.